always keeping our wages at the very bottom. And by paying our staff more, it also gives them the opportunity to take that money and spend it at a local business like ours. So it all works out great for us. I mean, that's all I have to say. I certainly want to thank these important folks for coming to our Catonsville shop. So,
thank you, Ned.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ned.
Thank you.
Are you up?
Ned, we want to thank you for what you're doing. I was asking somebody about Atwaters, and I got asked three people about Atwaters. And, Ned, let me tell you what they said. They said you had the best food, but then they said something else. Each one of them said the same thing. They've got the best service. That says a lot. That says a lot. What that means is that Ned's got some happy employees. Some happy employees who don't have to worry about the health insurance, don't have to worry about making sure that they have enough money to feed their families. And that's what this is all about. And the governor and I want to thank all of you all for coming out today. And many of you all are making much more than the minimum wage. But you have come out here to say that you want all Marylanders to be lifted together. Come on now. That's what this is all about. You realize this is bigger than you. This is bigger than you. And so we want to thank you. The other thing I want to do is thank our governor. He made this a priority. He did not have to do that. I testified with them down in Annapolis, and that there were some folks who were saying, one senator said, well, 30 years ago I was making $1 an hour. What's wrong with making $1 an hour today? Duh! And I'm so glad that we have a governor who leads and does not put his finger up in the air, try to figure out where the polls are, but he leads not from convenience, but from conviction. There's a big difference. And so, again, we've got a few senators down there who we got to have to, you know, kind of push along a little bit in Annapolis. But we'll get it done. We'll get it done. Because you are going to, and I, we're going to all call Lottie Dottie and everybody to tell them to remind the senators that we want the wages lifted in Maryland so that our neighbors, our friends, our church-going members, the folks that we work with and we see in the restaurants, the folks that work in the hotels, all of them can have a decent wage. And finally, I thank you for standing out here in the cold. So I'm not going to be much longer. But now I want to introduce, as I said a little earlier, the great governor of the great state of Maryland, Martin O'Malley.
Thank you, Congressman. Thanks, Elijah. Thank you. Hey, let's give it up for Elijah Cummings, our congressman. Congressman, I want to thank you because a number of people throughout our state have said, yeah, I'm for raising the minimum wage. It's the right thing to do for our economy. It's the right thing to move people out of poverty. But this man, with all of the responsibilities he has in Congress, and you remember the old movie with Rocky when he's telling Rocky, keep your left up, Rock, keep your left up. He is the president's left. He's blocking the punches from ISA and the other guys that are trying to pull the president down and trying to stop an agenda of progress that lifts us up as a people and as a country. And Elijah, as busy as Congressman Cummings is every single day being about that weighty responsibility, he took the time to be here to say, it's time to raise the wage. So, Congressman, thank you. Thank you for showing up in Annapolis. Thank you for showing up in those committee hearings. Thank you for showing up here. And thank you, Ned Atwater. Ned, you represent the greatness that resides in every single block of our state and every part of our country. It is a greatness that says, in the words of Frederick Douglass, we are one. Our cause is one, and we must help each other if we are to succeed. And that is the spirit that built a great nation. That's the spirit that's built this successful business. And that's the spirit that's going to lift us up as we raise the wage here in Maryland. So look, let's be very clear here. We're not talking about a golden parachute. We're talking about raising the minimum wage.
Right.
It's something we do from time to time.
Right.
It's fine that back 30, 40, 50 years ago, it might have been a dollar. But nothing costs what it did 30 or 50 or 40 years ago. I mean, no one who works hard, who plays by the rules, who catches the early bus, who goes to work doing essential but difficult jobs should have to raise their child in poverty.
That's right.
Not in our state. Not in our state. So this is no golden parachute. We're not talking about the windfall that the Wall Street speculators make on the way to blowing up another stock market bubble. We're talking about an additional $3 an hour once it ramps up, which is $25 more a day or $125 more a week. And to some of us, we may say, well, that's not very much at all. But for a mom who's working hard at two different minimum wage jobs, raising two children on her own, asking everybody around her for support with child care, that's the difference between raising your children in poverty or raising your children with hope for a better future. So this is about more than just raising the minimum wage. This is about restoring that essential element that has always allowed us to create a more opportunity for every generation. I see Ernie Greco's here from the Baltimore Metropolitan AFL-CIO. I see Fred Mason, the president of the state AFL-CIO. And they understand, as you understand, that great truth that our parents and grandparents understood. And that is that we all do better when we're all able to do a little better. In other words, when we raise the wage for workers, businesses have more customers. A stronger middle class means a stronger economy. Right. About 30 years ago, this guy named Reagan sold us all a bunch of dope that if we concentrate wealth at the top and we depress wages, that somehow jobs and prosperity will abound. That's not the way the real world works. When workers earn more, businesses have more customers. That's called consumer demand. That's what fuels the economy. That's why Henry Ford raised wages for his workers back when he was building cars, and that's what we need to get back to today, building a country with a stronger middle class. Prosperity does not trickle down from the top, never has, never will. It's built from the middle up and from the middle out. And that's why this is so important. It's not only important for those moms and dads who work hard every day and should be able to raise their children, not in the level of poverty, but with the level of hope. It's also important for our entire economy. It's what makes our economy go. We are right now in Maryland because of your industry, because of your hard work, because of the talents of our people. We have the highest median income of any state in America. And yet 21 states have already raised the minimum wage to a higher level than Maryland. When I say it's time, you say to raise the wage. It's time
to raise the wage.
To make our economy grow. It's time
to raise the wage.
To lift people out of poverty. It's time
to raise the wage.
To make our economy grow. It's time
to raise the wage.
To move Maryland forward and not back. It's time. It is now my great honor to introduce to you a person who may well have come in at what we like to call entry-level jobs. When we say entry-level, that doesn't mean it's the job that gets you in the front door of a business. It means it should be getting you on the first rung to opportunity and greater success. Ladies and gentlemen, from Rays, Maryland, let me introduce Rekara Jones.
Yeah. Thank you, Governor Martin O'Malley. I'm Rekara Jones. I am the chair of Rays, Maryland. We are a diverse coalition that consists of community, labor, immigrant, civil rights, and faith organizations, many of who are here today that have united to pass a statewide minimum wage increase. We've been working since last January to get to 1010. We've made some really strong steps forward. Recently, the House of Delegates acted to raise the wage for the first time since 2006, and they passed a bill to increase the wage to $10.10 by 2017. Yeah. But now, today, we're here to urge the Senate to act quickly to pass a meaningful bill that will also raise the wage to $10.10 and include tip workers, because we know we cannot leave any workers behind. We are so grateful for business leaders like Ned Atwater, who know that businesses do well and grow when they invest in their workers. Right. We also have more than 175 other businesses who have signed the Business for a Fair Minimum Wage Statement supporting raising the minimum wage to $10.10 because they know that they have to pay workers a fair wage. Raising a wage is good for businesses and it's good for our state's economy. When we raise the wage to $10.10, we are going to give 4,500 workers across the state a raise and pump $500 million into our state's economy. So this is why today we are proud to stand with Governor Martin O'Malley and Congressman Cummins, because we know together we are going to raise the raise to $10.10. Thank you.
We now want to hear from one of our Atwater employees, Sophia Mines.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
My name is Sophia Mines.
Keep your voice up, they can't hear you.
My name is Sophia Mines. I'll be 28 next week. I've been living in Maryland.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I live in East Baltimore, Maryland, and I have a six-year-old daughter named Jalen. I work in Atwater's Pastries. I've been here for 9 years, and I make $12.50 an hour. My first job was at a cafe in John Hopkins Hospital working minimum wage. Ever since I've been working at Atwater, I've been working better and better hours and better pay. I work hard and I love it. I get benefits. I get paid vacation and paid time hours. Yes. And it helps me and my daughter. I work flexible hours and flexible days. Thank you. Sometimes I work overtime so I can spend time with my daughter on the weekends. And I still have financial problems sometimes, but, you know, I have bills and everything to pay, so I will be very fine and okay. And, you know, it helps me best to help pay for my daughter's school uniforms and shoes and everything. I love my career in pastries at Atwater's. And I hope Maryland raised the minimum wage so I can help others like me to get better in my future. Thank you.
You did a great job. Sophia, you did a great job, and it's so important that we have people like Sophia come forward so that we can put a face with the policies that we're trying to make sure get into legislation. And so you heard what she said. She simply wants to work, take care of her daughter, have a little bit of flexibility to live a decent life and a life with dignity. That's what this is all about. And so I'm very pleased to introduce now Carrie Lattimore, another employee.
Hello, my name is Carrie Lattimore. I've been an employee of Atwater's for 6 months now, and I have felt valued the entire time. And I think that starts off with being paid a living wage. I have worked a minimum wage job before, also in a coffee shop, which was very physically taxing, and the hours were very, very early. I had to be there at 4:30 in the morning. And then I was going to school after that. And with the financial instability that I felt without being making minimum wage, and also the lack of respect that I felt from not making a living wage and also just not feeling valued there, didn't make you want to work hard. But working at a place like Atwater's, where it starts off making a living wage and you're valued, and Ned truly, you know, makes a point to value his employees and connect with his employees, and it makes you want to come to work, and it makes you want to work hard, and it makes you able to breathe easy and know that you can, you know, you can make ends meet, and you can also enjoy your day to day and not have to always worry. And so I fully support raising minimum wage in Maryland.
Ned, once again, first of all, Carrie, thank you. But Ned, once again, we want to thank you. Listen up. We want to thank you for being a role model for so many other employers. And I really mean that. I mean, when I listening to those two young ladies talk, and you know, they basically have said they feel valued. They feel valued. And and so you don't just talk the talk. You actually pay the wages. I mean, that means a difference. I just want to, I know the governor feels the same way. I just want to thank you, and I'm hoping some other employers are listening, because when you have a happy employee, it makes a big difference. Finally, let me say this, and I'll close on this. One of the things that the governor is trying to do, and that all of us are trying to do, is trying to change the trajectory of the destinies of so many people. We're just trying to change the trajectory so that they can live the best life that they can live. And so to Governor, I thank you with all my heart for what you're doing. And the things that you are doing and all of us are doing will have impact not only in the present, but on generations yet unborn. Let's go out there and what? Raise the wage.